Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchos Mezuzah. I'm looking at Klal Tesvav Simon Tes. Yesh Armim Dafilu Ein Loy Dulosus Eschayev. Yesh Armim Depater. So we have a doorway without a door. We have an opening into a room. It's a doorway, but there's no door in it. Is that Chayev? So the Chayodim brings two opinions. We've mentioned this before. Now, the way that Chayim understand this halacha, actually, that the primary shita is that actually that it's chayiv. But since there is a shita which says that you're potter, so we're chayshish for that shita in order to not be get involved in bracha levatala. So obviously, a person would have to put up the mezuzah, but when he puts up the mezuzah, he puts it up without a bracha because of the possibility that it's not going to be chayiv. So therefore, if I'm building my house, or I'm putting in a doorway, and I'm planning to put up a door, it's inappropriate to put up the mezuzah beforehand, because I cannot make a bracha when I put it up, and I should wait till I put up the door to be able to be varei chayiv in the bracha when I put up the mezuzah. Number one. Number two, v'im kava mikodem. The second reason why you have to wait till you put up the door, say you put on the mezuzah, because you put it beforehand, according to the opinion that you were not chayiv in the mezuzah yet, and you put up a mezuzah and you're not chayiv, and later on you become chayiv in the mezuzah, it's not a valid mezuzah. Even though he put up the doorway afterwards, this mezuzah is not going to be halakhically valid for him. It's a kosher mezuzah, but he's not put the mezuzah properly. We have a concept which applies to certain areas of halacha. The Torah says that you should do something, so you have to do it in a time of chayiv. If you do it in a time when you're not chayiv yet, and later on you become chayiv, and it's already there, it's not kosher because it has to be done. The asiya has to be done at the moment of chiyuv. You can't take something which already is there in place from beforehand. So, according to if you hold it as a doorway without a door is not chayiv, it comes out when he put up the mezuzah, he was not putting up a mezuzah which is chayiv. And now, later on, when the door is added, he's not yotze with that mezuzah. So, you should wait till you put up the door to add the mezuzah. But if meanwhile there's no door and he wants to put up the mezuzah meanwhile, not to wait till he puts up the door, let's say there's going to be a time lapse until the door is put up, so then yikvena b'loy bracha, so he would put it up now without a bracha, because the yikrap sakha you're mekuyev in a mezuzah, but because of the suffix, so therefore you should put up a mezuzah if there's going to be a time lapse. You're having it sit for a period of days without putting up the door. Meanwhile, it's chayiv in a mezuzah according to the Ikir Pesach. So, of course, you should put up a mezuzah, but without a bracha because of the shi'el shita. Shi'el by hadelis yachsav yitlena biyikbenos. You have to take it off and put it back on, and then put it back on. Now, in that situation, you take it off and you put it back on. Our goal is to be able to be mekayim the halacha that your vada going to be chayiv, which that you've accomplished, because the original placement there was not chayiv. Now that you have a doorway, you take it off and put it. Excuse me. Now that you have a door, you take it off and then you put it back on. So now you're putting it on with a moment of chayiv. So that's tasa. You've made it. But what about the bracha? Anochen shiyasa oz mezuzah gamer by yisacher imei shloy biyftrena bebrachusu. The best thing to do is to put up a mezuzah on a different room which has not been put up yet with a bracha, and then have in mind to mutti the bracha for this room which has had this mezuzah up for a while without the door, and now it's adding the door. Why is that? Because since when you take the mezuzah off with intent to put it back on, so according to the shita which holds that you were chayiv in mezuzah beforehand, so you had a mezuzah up, and you took it off with intent to put it back on, that's not considered a hefsek, so there's no chiyuv bracha. So we have, according to the opinion that you were potter beforehand, so you have a chiyuv bracha now. According to the opinion that you were chayiv beforehand, it's not clear that you have a chiyuv bracha. So the best thing to do, the Chayyim says, is to avoid the situation and make a bracha on a different mezuzah, on a different door, and we might see this room and this doorway and this mezuzah as well. Have a good day.